Okay. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome night, Lord. We're just looking forward to always coming and seeing your people, Lord, and fellowshipping with your people. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, if there's a way, would you make a way for Ngozi to come on and be on the conference call so she could get this fellowship, Lord? I ask that in the name of Jesus, Father, and I thank you for it. And I ask, Lord, that tonight that you be in charge, that you be leading this group. And we praise you for that, Lord. You know, I'm so looking for this Shekinah glory to come down upon all your people, Lord. We need that encouragement from the Holy Spirit in you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to see that, just like we did last Monday night. And Father, I just ask and I pray that you help us out tonight, and that tonight would be a blessing for everybody. And Lord, we thank you for answered prayer. We thank you for all the praise reports that we're going to get. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to answer every prayer that we pray in faith. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies and everything that's going to transpire tonight, Lord. Let it be a time of refreshing for everybody. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Is there any prayer requests? Go ahead, Matt.
I do. There's a guy I work with or used to work with. He got thrown out of the company building today, and so I figure he probably lost his job. So I just wanted to pray for him.
He got thrown out of the building? Oh, okay.
Or I should say escorted out anyways.
Yeah.
But so Lord, I don't know his name, Lord, but Lord, I pray that you deliver him, Lord, and grant him the gift of repentance, Lord, so that he can repent and serve you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for doing this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. All right. Thank you, Father. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Tim. Sorry, David. Just give me just a second. Let him go ahead, Tim.
Oh, okay. Well, mine's just real quick. My mother-in-law is going to be traveling across the state tomorrow, and we got probably snow in the passes. So I just wanted to pray for her to have a safe trip and no events, and that the passes would be clear and bare pavement, and that she'd have a good trip over. We'd have a good visit, and return trip would be safe. And thank you for all that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for safe traveling. All right, Dave.
I was going through a little bit of the news again. I'm kind of, when his name comes up, his name's Corey Ham, I think it is. He was an actor, a child actor in Hollywood for a while. And he's one of the guys that are trying to, he was explaining how when he was in Hollywood as a kid, he was exposed to there's a pedophilia ring there in Hollywood, and he got, you know, exposed to that stuff, and he was damaged by it. And he knows a few others, and he actually knows names of people in Hollywood that are high up, and I think this goes beyond Hollywood. So, and he wants to expose this, but he was concerned about his family and making sure everything was safe on that end. And then he's wanting to get a little money aside and wanting people to support that so he can go after this. But my understanding is, now I listened to another interviewer that kind of talked about this with another guy and that had in the know of that area a little bit. And he said, yeah, there's others that probably would like to come forward also. But there's such a corrupt influence in that whole Los Angeles, California area that there's a lot of powerful people. And what happens is the minute you start saying anything or talking about that, all of a sudden bad things happen to you. And what he happened to him, this Corey Ham, was the minute he said something again, he was all of a sudden the next day arrested and thrown. And then they said they found when he got pulled over, and they said, well, and they pulled him over, they found marijuana in his car, and then they put him under arrest, and then he was in jail for a week. And this guy said, he laughed, he says, come on, this is California, you don't arrest anybody for California, they don't arrest anybody for marijuana over there hardly. He says the idea that they'd arrest anybody in the first place is, even put him in jail for a week, is pretty questionable. And he said the other thing is that a week's charge for that is pretty stiff. And this guy's got a little bit of money. It's hard to just to hold somebody in jail. So he thinks all this stuff is just trumped up. And he says what they were doing, he says, you think people have been bought off and they're just trying to shut him up, saying, hey, if we can put you in jail for a simple little charge of marijuana, what else can we do to you? And he said he was knew about another fellow over there that mentioned, well, he had been exposed to that too. He's a child actor, and he was going to say something. And then all of a sudden, next minute, he says he's going to start talking to him about this, the interviewer, rate something, and then the guy all of a sudden wouldn't talk to him anymore. He says, act like everything was normal. So what's happening is these people have enough power that they're able to, they put fear in these people, so they can't say anything. And they're able to get a hold of these people and, you know, let them know that they've got this tentacle into the government and everything else. So I think we need to pray about this. We need to cast this down. We need to cast down this wickedness, this witchcraft that's going on, this Satanism in Hollywood and also in Washington, because these people in power, says this is the next big dam that's going to break, but until these people are kind of harnessed, it's not going to happen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against this this satanic pedophilia thing that's going on over there in Hollywood, even this whole country, with our politicians and with Hollywood. We cast it down, Father. We want to put these people that want to come forward and talk about this, to expose this, we want to put them under your protection, Father. We want to have the people that are in government, that are the police and anybody else, or the FBI that might be trying to protect these people, Father, we want this to come to an end quickly. We want to bind this, not allow this to happen. We want these people to have a conscience, to realize that's what they're there for, to protect people, not to harm us. Father, turn this stuff around. Let this country be cleansed of all this wickedness. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, they're going to, there are already a lot of people coming forward in Hollywood against all of that. Praise God.
Well, I'm hearing that they threw Weinstein out there because he's one of the people they could sacrifice, because they're trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
They're trying to put something out there to make it look like, well, we're clean, we got things cleaned up, but there's some real powerful people still behind this that are, this is the way they're trying to find protection and hide.
Yeah. And Kevin Spacey, that story has come out, 14-year-old, pedophile, you know. What I understand, he's one of the ringleaders. But anyway, it's coming out. Can I correct some of your stuff that you gave me? It was Corey Haim that died here a while back. It was Corey Feldman that coming out as the guy that's going to wants to give out the name. First thing you do if you're going to give out the names is not tell people you're going to give out the names. that's the first thing. That'd be the first thing I did. If you're going to give out the names and go hide for a while, you know. But, Hollywood actors, they don't have a lot of that type of understanding of what's going on, you know. But anyway, that's good. And we've been doing the same thing here, Dave. We've been praying against that pedophilia. Mark Sawyer is a guy that we pray for. He's heads up, what's the name of that, Leon? That name of that groupie? Kids for Rescue Kids or Kids for Rescue or something like that. And that's a great organization. They have already gotten thousands of kids loose from these rings and stuff. So, yep, God's working in that area. He's really bringing it forward too. Do you want to say something, Leon? Okay.
I was going to say there were a couple of people that have already been, they've killed the people in the past, and recently they even killed a couple of people. And so just to shut them up, they're going right at the heart of people at this. So.
Yep. Yeah, they don't play games. They get serious when their livelihood. And, you know, you take a Satanist, most Satanists are pedophiles and rapists and murderers. They don't care, you know. Well, Lord, we just thank you for exposing all of this corrupt business out there in Hollywood. Yep, somebody had it, I forget which one of the sites had it, but it had Petalwood. Out there instead of Hollywood out there on that big Hollywood sign. And that's the truth. You know, they've been doing that for years. I've been doing that ever since I can remember. You know, you hear stories about it, but it never comes out in the news until now. And now I believe it's because of Trump. I believe it's because of the times that we're in, and God wants to stop it. So praise God. Okay. Anyone else? Thank you, Dave. Anybody else? Prayer request. Go ahead, Nora. Joe.
We would just like to ask for prayer. Can you hear me? Okay. Our crime rate is really skyrocketing in South Africa, as you well know. So the people are really gripped in fear. Murder rate and lawlessness, and I mean, it's just rioting and lawlessness like we've never seen, and it's just getting worse and worse by the day. So the people are really, really scared, and some is oiling their guns, they're ready for war. So it's really bad. We would love you to pray for us, please.
Okay. Well, Lord, as I've prayed before, I thank you for your protection upon all your chosen in that country. And Lord, I thank you that you have a Psalms 91 in that house right there with Joe and Nora, that they are protected, Father. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that if anybody comes up there to do them harm, that all they see is those big warrior angels out and around about that house in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask and I pray that you put a protective covering around all the farmers out there that are getting killed. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring this out. The world is going to be outraged at what's going on, and they're going to do something about it, Father. I ask that you put it in Trump's heart to say something about it, all the world leaders to say something about the anarchy that's going on in that country, from the leadership in that country. And Father, I thank you, Father, for straightening that bunch out too, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you give these people some reprieve from this lawlessness that's going on, that's being promoted by the premier there. And I just ask, Father, for your safety for Joe and Nora and all that you're chosen in that country in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just ask if you want them to get out, that you provide a way for them to get out, if that's what you want them to do. And Lord, if you want them to come over here, send them over here. But, you know, Lord, you'll do that if you want them over here, and I'm sure they'll obey. And I praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Give them dreams and visions if that's what you want, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. You are protected. They're not going to harm y'all. Do y'all have family there too?
All our family are here.
Your whole family. Oh, Father, we just pray for their family too. We pray that your complete protection upon that family, Joe and Nora's family, both. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to do that. And I ask, Lord, if none of them are saved, that you bring them in to the kingdom, Father, and grant repentance to them in a mighty way, Lord, that Joe and Nora could minister to them and show them the truth of the gospel. And I thank you, Lord, that that's going to happen in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a great revival in that country of South Africa in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. That's going to happen.
What town do you live in, Joe and Nora?
We're in Pretoria, in the capital city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been praying for y'all, so. And everybody there in South Africa. Let me write down that. How big a city is Pretoria? 500,000? Is it that big?
I'm not pretty sure, but it's our capital, so it's pretty huge.
Oh, yes. It's a big town, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
you got a
proper city, yeah.
Okay, you got a McDonald's there?
Oh, I cannot make a name yet.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, we'll keep y'all in prayer then.
I just want to share something quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
There is people that really are turning to the Lord and realize that it's only the Lord that can save them. So there's spiritual leaders and church leaders sending forth calls for people to turn to the Lord and repent, and those kind of messages going forth. So that's wonderful. And just last week, they were sending out, one of the big guys was sending out stuff that said that the Lord showed him that we must pray that the enemy will be divided against one another, as David was saying. So that was quite encouraging that they're on the same page.
Amen. Lord, we pray that too. We pray that you send your angels in there to confuse them and turn against one another. Lord, that you'd bring that regime down in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Missy.
Just a little tidbit of trivia since you put this question out there. I Googled what the population was. In 2011, Pretoria was 741,651.
Man, did I ever miss it. By a quarter of a million. Okay, well, good. Yeah, that's a big town. Okay, anybody else? What about a testimony or a praise report? Go ahead, Barbara. We'll get you in a minute, Leo. Go ahead, Barbara.
Thank you for praying for us, my husband, Bruce. I'm hearing feedback. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, because I was hearing feedback. Bruce, he repented, and he called his former employment back, and he got his job back. And I think that was a praise report. And I also want to praise the Lord and give thanks too for the Lord's goodness, and also for his provisions that came from his body, and whom I would like to thank, Tim and his wife, for their generous gift. And so thank you very much. And also for Marlene, for her gracious gifts that she had, given us. And then I want to also thank everyone all for your prayers for us. And I just want to thank the Lord and praise him and just thank you all for his goodness.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's a good report. Thank you, Lord, for Bruce.
It is a good report. Yeah, it is a good report. My husband was going to get on tonight, but he's really tired, so he's napping right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, also, I do have a prayer request. I need prayer for my oldest daughter, Jasmine. She called me today crying. She was in desperation because she struggles with anxiety and panic attacks. And she's been struggling with depression. And her therapist, I guess just recently had put her on antidepressants. And my heart really goes out to her because she does not want to hear about God. And even though she was raised in the church, she's all into New Age and the occult and Eastern religion. So she doesn't want to hear, you know, about our God. I mean, she just doesn't want to hear the truth. So it was real hard for me to minister to her, but I just kept praying underneath my breath, you know, as I was listening to her pour out her heart to me. And because she is against God right now, you know, I just couldn't minister to her, which kind of really discouraged me. You know, I didn't know what to say.
Well, you know? Listen, you have prayed for her, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, you have, hang on just a second. You have prayed for her. You have prayed that God would grab a hold of her and grant repentance to her. You've done all of that, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, then what do you think he's doing?
Oh, I know that's why he brought
okay,
all that.
That's why he's doing it. He's bringing her to the point to where she'll say, well, this ain't working. This Eastern religion junk ain't working. Maybe I ought to go back to God.
I hope. I mean, I gave her my testimony. I mean, because I told her, I said, well, yeah, you know, you might have gotten that worrying and, you know, worrying for me because I used to worry and be filled with anxiety. And I told her, I said, I know you don't want to hear it, but my remedy was I turned to God and God changed my thinking and I don't have that problem anymore. And she didn't believe me. She says, oh, you probably still do. I said, no, I don't worry and stress at all like that at all anymore. And she really just didn't want to hear it, but I thought maybe that might have been a seed that I planted that she will think of it later that did help me.
Here's what you do, Barbara. Next time she calls and wants to complain to you about her depression and all of that kind of stuff, all you got to do is say, well, let's just pray. But.
I can't do that with her, though. I mean.
No, wait a minute. Let me finish. When you say, let's just pray, and she said, well, I don't want to hear it, you tell her at that point, she said, well, that's the only remedy that you have. And that's all I've got. So if you want to pray, let's pray. Otherwise, you need to call your Eastern religion people.
Well, I never hear from her. She's my estranged daughter. She's okay. My oldest daughter's my estranged daughter. My dad had four kids. My son and my old son and my
This is getting complicated. Let's talk. That's okay. That's all right. Let's go ahead and let's pray this, okay? Now, her name was Jasmine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lord, you've heard Barbara's prayers for her. And Lord, we ask and we pray that you put peace in Barbara's heart, that you've got this, okay? That you're big enough to handle this. And whatever she sees going through Jasmine, that she'll know that it's you. No, doesn't make any difference what it is, what happens. She knows that it's you working in her daughter, Jasmine. And she have peace in her heart. And then when Jasmine calls, the only option that she has is to pray. And you know, and after a while, either one of two things will happen. Lord, as you know already, I've had that happen to me. And I found out if they want to listen to the prayer, they'll listen to the prayer. If they won't, they'll hang up. And then after a while, they'll come to the Lord. That's what happened to Blake and Austin. And so, Lord, I just thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that you're getting Barbara in that intercessor mode to where she believes that when she prays, it's going to happen. Because we have an open heaven. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that she does have brothers and sisters here that's praying with her. And when you got brothers and sisters praying with you, you have a powerful, powerful, powerful prayer team. And then we know without a doubt that Jasmine's coming into the kingdom. Now, she might have to go through some junk. That's okay. That's God. And, Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to keep Barbara on here so we can keep encouraging her and keep throwing faith into her. And we just praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for granting repentance to Jasmine. And we thank you for it, Father. Amen. You believe that, Barbara?
Yeah.
I do, too. I believe it with all my heart that she's coming in. And she's going to be off of all them drugs, too. And not only that, she's going to come in. She's going to be a mighty woman of God that you can talk to. And she's going to be somebody that you'll be able to talk with your daughter about God. And she'll want to know more and more about it. Amen?
Yeah.
Do what?
I could talk to my other two daughters about the Lord a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But her, I never really could. And I don't hear from her as often. And they just have such a hatred for God. My son and my daughter.
Wait a minute. I'm going to stop you right there. Now, you need to start speaking the blessings on them, okay?
Yeah.
I used to do the same thing, so I know a little bit about what's going through your mind.
Hard.
Yeah, you start saying, that's a mighty woman of God, that Jasmine. That's a mighty woman of God, that Jasmine. I'm telling you the truth, she's going to be my prayer partner one of these days. Praise God.
Am I supposed to be binding the demons up or what? I mean,
You've already prayed the prayer of faith for her, okay? You've already prayed the prayer of faith for it. We've already prayed the prayer of faith for it. All you need to do, your job now is to thank God that it's done. That's your job. That's my job. I keep thanking God that Jasmine is in the kingdom. And it doesn't make any difference. It might take a couple of hours to get her back in the kingdom. I don't know. Might take a couple of days. Might take a couple of years. But it doesn't make any difference how long it takes. We endure in our faith to the end. That's what walking as a Christian is. It's a faith walk. We talk like the scriptures taught us to talk. And that is, we always talk the good confession. We don't talk the curse about it. Well, that old son of mine, that old grandson of mine, he's a drunk and he's a dope addict and blah, 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 blah. No, you start talking at Jasmine. She is such a woman of God. I was doing that to their face, Barbara, and it came to pass. And so that's what you do. You confess it before men. You confess God before men. And that's why we get our prayer. That's how we get our prayers answered quick when you do that. And when somebody starts talking about Jasmine, you tell them, you say, no, that's a woman of God. Because I have prayed a prayer of faith for her, and she's coming into the kingdom, and she's going to be my prayer partner. You do that, and watch what happens. God, he loves it when we do that. Oh, he loves it when we do that. Yeah. You've heard me talk about my wife a little bit. I quit doing that. She's coming up here. She's coming up here. She's healed. She's coming up here. So, you know, that's what we do. That's what a Christian does. A Christian speaks encouragement, not curses.
Yeah, I just sometimes want to know what to do. You know,
I just told you.
No, I know. Speak the blessings. I know. I got that. Speak the blessings. But I mean, like when they're coming at you and they're pouring out all this, and it's like sometimes I don't know like what to say or.
I just told you, Barbara. Yeah. There's no use in getting all anxious about anything when they come at you. You say, just like David Eel says. He said, "Well, let's just pray." You know, and that's what we do. And after a while, they'll quit asking you, because you know what Mama's going to say. She's going to say, "Let's just pray."
Yeah.
You know, well, that's the way she is. But that's where you want them, because the next time they get in trouble, they're going to be calling. They're going to be calling you, Mama, because they know that you're stout in the Lord, because you don't give up on them. You've been talking faith in their ears. And I'm telling you, it works. It really does. It really does. You be adamant about your faith in God and watch what happens.
Yeah, my youngest daughter, would you believe, she does think that of me.
Well, yeah. Well, the rest of them will too. Praise God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. We're going to keep praying with you, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Bless you. Okay.
God bless you all.
You too. Okay, anybody else?
Barbara, we're going for all four, so thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
I'd say generally the hardest one to get over like that is the one that comes on the strongest to the Lord, because they went through the most, and when they grab a hold of the Lord, they run the hardest for the Lord.
Yep.
That's what'll happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Anybody else? Let's see. Who was that? That was Dave that raised his hand. Was it you, Dave? Leon? Leo. Okay. Go ahead, Leo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to take some time and thank the Lord and share a little bit of what God did for me Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, after we had our fellowship and prayer, and you folks lifted me up, and my son and my family. Anyway, that evening I came home, and my son was a wreck, but you know, I picked him up and I just loved on him. And he calmed right down, fell asleep, and slept pretty much the rest of that night. But the Lord gave me a really awesome dream. I don't see dreams, okay? If I see them, I wake up. I know I had a dream, but I forget them. I never remember my dreams. And God gave me an amazing dream. So, I don't know all the details, but what I do remember is this. I was in a setting, and the Lord came down and filled my being with this amazing gift to pray. And I was just praying in the Spirit in my dream. I was praying in tongues. I was worshiping the Lord. I was praying for healing for people, not my son, just other people. I was praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for other people. I mean, it was a really powerful prayer, really powerful. And this is all happening in my dream. And so when the prayer was over, I stopped praying. I looked to my side and I see my wife, and she's holding my son Josiah. And I look at my son, and he picks up his, and he's got his hands wrapped around her neck like this. And he picks up his head, and he looks at me like to the side, and he's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen in my life. This is all happening in my dream, right? And I look at him a second time, and I'm like, Josiah, this is Josiah. And he's got the most beautiful, and I see this just beautiful face, you know, nothing wrong with him. Just the most beautiful face. And I walk up to my wife and I take him. And I'm turning him and I'm looking at him, you know, like I can almost feel him in my dream, in my hands. And I'm taking my hand and I'm running it through his head, around his head, and I'm feeling it for any deformities. And there's nothing. It's perfect. I'm looking at his head from top, from side. There's nothing crooked. He's not in pain. And I'm running my fingers through his hair, hugging him and just looking at him smile at me, you know, and I can feel everything with, like, I'm actually, you know, experiencing this with my senses, you know. And I turn to my wife and I say, you know, honey, do you see this? The Lord has healed our son. You know, I'm like, and I start worshiping and praising God again in my dream. And I'm just, you know, just going, just being all excited. And I'm saying, you know, I'm praising God. Hallelujah. You know, thank you, Jesus, you know, for healing. And at that moment, I wake up. And as I'm waking up, I'm still worshiping God. Like, I'm still speaking hallelujah, you know, and I'm still speaking thank you, Jesus, as I'm waking up. All of a sudden, I wake up and I'm in my bed, but I'm speaking the same words. And my heart is pounding like 100 miles an hour. You know, it's like I just ran a mile, you know, I'm panting like I just ran a mile as I wake up. And then the Lord just did this really cool thing for me. As I turn on my side and I look at my digital clock, it says 444. And I was like, hallelujah. You know, and I don't know if 444 means anything, but to me, that was like the signature of God, that this was his sovereignty, that this was his sign for me. And actually, I remember that there was a time when the Lord did that for me in the past. He woke me up at night and I was prompted to go pray. And I went and prayed and the Lord filled me up with the Spirit in the middle of the night. And I was praying for, I don't know, maybe half an hour or so, just worshiping, praying to the Lord when he prompted me to do that. And after it was over, I looked at the clock and it was 444. And, you know, it just blew me away. It just blew me away that God would do that. You know, I just knew that was just a wink of God saying, hey, this was for me. This is for you. You know, at this very moment, you know, in the middle of the night, he did that. I couldn't sleep after that. It was 4:44 in the morning. I was up. I was done. And I didn't go to bed till 1 in the morning that night. So, it was amazing. I walk upstairs. Because I was actually downstairs in my own, in a separate room by myself, sleeping that night, just seeking out the Lord, and walked up to my master bedroom with my wife and son, and got in bed and shared that to her, and you know, just, and we worshiped the Lord together. It was just amazing, amazing thing that God did for us that night. And anyway, just wanted to let you know that's what happened, and God did that for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You need to write that down and date it. Really? You need to write it down and date it. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Man, I almost got up and jumped around here. That's awesome. Lord's telling you to do something, isn't he?
I went and shared that to my family. I called my parents in Missouri and told them. I said, Josiah's healed. This is done.
Amen.
You know, I see him, and like I saw him in that dream, you know, he's just absolutely just perfect.
Amen. And he's also telling you to pray more, get in the Word.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. 444 means the Word. Anybody else got something on 444? Missy, what do you have? What I've got written down is 444 represents the word. That's the word healing him.
And I know that the it's fun. I find it really interesting. You know, I don't find myself as a preacher. I never did. But I've had so many revelations given to me through other people who would get revelations that God really wants me to be in the Word and He wants me to speak His Word. But I have struggled all my life concerning the Word. It has been the hardest thing for me to do, is to pick up the Bible and dedicate time to read it. Now, when I do, God really blesses me. But there's like this barrier that just keeps me from going and getting into the Word.
Well, there it is. There it is right there. Hey, Denny. Remember what you shared with me this morning?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, he just told us. Go ahead.
I just looked up the number four, and speaking about number four itself, it's his creative works.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I don't know if you expand that with three fours. But I was praying for Josiah the other night after, and it came to my mind, as I was praying, just the word Jebusite kept coming to my mind. Of course, I knew that the Jebusites were those who that David conquered. And, it represented a stronghold in Jerusalem. Because after the Israelites conquered the land, it says in there that they captured most of the land, but they couldn't drive out the Jebusites out of Jerusalem. It says that both of the tribe of Judah and also of the tribe of Benjamin, that they couldn't drive out the Jebusites, and the Jebusites dwelt among them, and so they pretty much had to get put up with it, just because they weren't strong enough. And but then David drove out the Jebusites, and he took Zion, and then it became known as the city of David. And of course, David was the type of the man child, and he took Zion, and because they drove out the Jebusites, and it's just a stronghold, and we have authority over that. Mm-hmm. And you have authority over that. I think God is because you're on the program, and that I think God is, I'd be speaking to you. I think you have a place in that bride and in the man child. And God has that, you have authority over any stronghold. And so you just have to trust Him. You pray. We do this by prayer and faith. You put your faith out towards God, and then you trust Him. You got a low battery, Deb? I'm sorry. Oops.
we can hear you.
Okay. We're plugging in. Okay, you can hear. But you put that faith out there in God, and you just trust Him. You go with it, because that's what He teaches you, and you trust Him. And then you leave that there, and like with Barbara and that, you start praising. You have the answer because you prayed. Because His promise is, whatever you ask for, you will receive what you ask for. And so you just have to, you hang in there in that faith, but you praise Him, keep praising Him, and you go with it in strong faith, and it will manifest. Your faith will manifest. It has to have a manifestation, because what you put out there towards God, after there's a trial of the faith, then He's going to bring back towards you and power within you. He's going to work that power within you. He works power in us to fulfill the promise. And then He enables you to walk in it then. So, but we're encouraged by your testimony. Lord, we pray, if there's any stronghold at all involved here, we bind it in Jesus' name. We have authority over it. We cast it down. And you have no place in a child of God or in their family. And we thank you, God. We thank you for Josiah, for that healing. And thank you for Leo and his family, Lord, that they're going to be blessed by your Spirit. And they'll be overcomers and walk in total victory. And put that love of the Word in him, God, that he would just love your Word. And get something every day. Get manna every day, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We come against that stronghold that tries to tell him he don't need to get in the Word. He doesn't need to do this. He doesn't need to pick up that Word. We come against it right now. We bind it up and cast it out in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you're going to put a hunger for the Word of God in him like he's never experienced before. And, Father, we thank you that when he gets in there, just like he has before, that those revelations will come up like a neon sign, Lord. And we praise you for it. And we thank you, Lord, of the work that you're doing in Leo and his wife. And we praise you, Father, that Josiah's already been healed. He's already been healed. You gave Leo confirmation with that dream, and we thank you for it, Father. And also, Lord, you're teaching all of us that when we pray, they're answered because we have an open portal to heaven, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Leo, what's your wife's name?
Yelena.
How you spell that?
Y-E-L-E-N-A.
Okay. All right. I want to put her in the prayers too. Lord, we just thank you for the work you're doing in Yelena too. And we thank you, Father, that is she baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise God. Well, Lord, we just thank you that you're going to place it in both of their hearts. That from now on, they already know that Josiah is healed, that they just pray in the Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for making intercessors out of both of them. You've given them a route to go, Father, and we thank you for it. And Lord, we just thank you that you're going to give him more dreams. Lord, prophetic dreams. And Father, we ask and we pray that you place it in his heart for him or his wife to write those dreams down because they're going to be relevant to the body. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. That's a good testimony. Praise God. Man, I'll tell you what. I am so excited. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Missy.
By the way, that's what I do have is that 444 means the word. And I also wanted to say, when you were telling your doing your testimony, Leo, I was sitting there smiling so much my face hurt when you got done and I finally stopped smiling after a while.
Amen. It was hurting me too. Yeah. Your face. I just kidding, Missy. Amen. Yes, I was. I tell you what, I'm just screaming with laughter on the inside. It's been awesome. That's an awesome, awesome dream the Lord gave you. He gave you a confirmation of Josiah's healing is what he's doing.
Yes, he did. Yes,
amen. He did. Thank you, Lord. What does your wife think?
She wishes she could see something like that.
Okay. Well, pray. Pray. Lord, give Yelena a dream like it, Lord. One that will boost her faith up, Lord, too, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you're going to do that for her. And Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful, wonderful family that you're building up to be a mighty, mighty family of God. And we praise you for it, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for your touch on Josiah. Whoo, my. Lord, we thank you that that baby is going to be just exactly like we told you, like that we imagined the other night. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Leo. Leon? No? Okay. Anybody else got anything they want to say? How about a testimony or another praise report? It's going to be hard to top. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking about that awesome testimony from Leo and how we want asking to share our testimonies, and that it's almost like all these things we've shared and prayed for, our testimony is that they are answered by faith, you know, and it's like what a testimony that is by faith. And so I wanted to share how we've been praying for our daughter. All of our children, but one of our daughters who has really needs a lot of prayer, and I've had about a couple of visions of her. One was when she was happy, and seemed good. And the next one was I saw her real quickly, and it was deeper. I could tell that, wow, there's a transformation in her spirit. And then I saw another one just a couple days ago, had another little short dream, and she was totally different. It upped from just a transformation in her spirit to just a real love for God, a maturity in her. And I know God is just showing us those. And so, yeah, I'm just thanking him, too, that she is saved. God has answered prayer. So I'm so blessed to receive those. And thanking God, like you said, we don't need to keep on praying. We've already prayed, so now we believe.
Amen.
Believe it. We do believe it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yes. You have a praise report?
Well, yes, the Lord touched me this morning on my arm, but it was really bad again today. Sorry.
Well, no, it's not. Just rebuke it.
Standing. But yes, he did this morning really quickly. It wasn't hurting anymore, and then
Amen.
It came on really bad throughout the day. But I'm gonna stand and believe that healing.
Lord, we just thank you that her shoulder is healed in Jesus' name. That pain has to go. You don't have any right there. We've already prayed the prayer of faith, but that thing's got to go in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Michael, and concerning the daughter that she had mentioned, we're just learning not even to entertain any thoughts about the way she might be or is, but we're only going to entertain the thoughts that what we see her as in the spirit, because that's what she really is. And so the other thoughts, they're just not going to allow them in. They're just not going to be allowed. We don't think that way. We think only
Thank
what
you.
We see by that God's
Amen.
Like that. Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. When you do that, and that's a good point, when you do that, it makes it quicker. It's a quicker turnaround, because now you're speaking blessings instead of curses on them. You know, all that daughter, I tell you what, I don't know what we're going to do with her, you know. No. You see her, you don't see her after the flesh, you see her after the spirit, just like he was talking about. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Matthew.
Well, I do have a little bit of a testimony. I was at work today, and I felt under attack from the enemy, and tried to convince me I had a headache and a neck ache, and was just really coming against it all day, you know. And after I prayed the first time, I believed, and then every time the symptoms tried to get worse or remind me it was still there, I just said, no, it's not there in Jesus' name, you know. And it did take quite a while, but it did go, and it doesn't bother me now. So just praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You just hung in there, didn't you? You kept believing.
It was hard, though. Let me tell
you. I know. But it went. That's praise. That's the thing about it. After enduring our faith. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Well, all right. All right. Salvation and faith. That's what we've been talking about. Salvation and faith. That's two good subjects. I like them both. Anybody got anything different tonight? Do-do-do. Let me get this thing situated. Where I can see all them lovely faces out there. Some of them lovely faces. Okay, come on now. What's the difference in the child in a child in the kingdom and a son of God? What's the difference? I'm just gonna throw something out there. It's not a trick question either. Might be. Well, a child of God, the children of God, are born again in spirit, right? They're born again in spirit. Sons are born again in the soul as well. That's the soul spirit. That's the they've already matured through the soul part of it, so they're called sons of God then. What's the most holy part of you?
Your spirit.
Oh. Yeah. Amen. Who was that? Is that you, Matt? Or Denny? That was Denny. Okay, yeah, that's your spirit. Amen. Your spirit is the most holy part of you. Because why is it the most holy part of you? Because it's connected to God, right? It's connected to God. And if it's connected to God, that's the most holy part of you. Amen. All right. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So, if the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, then that's part of us, isn't it? If you're studying the Word of God, I'm going to mute you, Denny. I got you. And the sons of God are always the Word made flesh. That's what the sons of God are. That's what John 1:14 is speaking about there. Okay, what else here? You want me to ask some more questions? If I ask them, y'all going to answer? And they don't have to be right. They can be wrong. We'll jump all over you if they are, but that's okay. No, I'm just kidding you now. Now I've got you all scared. Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, like Leo was talking about earlier. You have to get into that Word. You need to get into the Word. In order to be a son of God, that's the only way you can be a son of God. And to get into that 30, 60, and 100-fold business is to get in and study the Word of God. And something else, if you do that, if you go listen to, go to a fellowship and you listen to somebody that's espousing some wrong doctrine or something, you don't know it immediately. But you have to get in the Word in order to do that. So, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, to be transformed, you got to humble yourself to the Word, don't you? So, that's another way salvation works in your life. How many glories are there? Okay, look at Missy, come right on up in there. It says three. What are they?
Star, sun, and moon glory.
Yep, star,
moon, and sun glory, if you want to put them in.
Yep, star, moon, and sun glory. And there are differences in there. There's differences. The star glory, of course, is when you first come into the kingdom and you're out there by yourself. You just out there, you know. And then moon glory, of course, is when you're progressively moving on forward in the Word of God and getting rid of the flesh. And then, of course, sun glory is when you've manifested the sonship completely. Let's see. And how do you attain to that? How do you attain to that? What's the little five-letter word we already know? Faith. That's right. Faith. We attain to it through faith. It ain't nothing we can do. Remember what Paul said, man, I tried to do this and I can't do it. I tried and I can't, and dadgummit. But it's Jesus Christ and Him crucified that does it for us, isn't it? It's the Holy Spirit that works in us. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, now, I'm going to be a little nitpicky here. And
you want me to mute you?
No.
Okay, then don't come in with it.
There's nothing we can do it to say. But, you know, it all really comes back to the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So without the word, you can't even have faith. Right?
Do what now?
Without the word, you can't even have faith.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, I just had to.
Hey, Leon, was she teaching? No, that's good. That's good. Thank you. That's exactly right. You can't have faith without the word. If you got the word in you, that's going to give you the faith to walk it out. And that's the truth. But you're not going to go anywhere if you don't get in the word. That's the main thing, is getting in the word. All right. Anybody else got something they want to talk about on salvation? Yeah, Matt.
About time. Anyway.
Okay, I saw it.
I had a question. You know how Missy was saying faith. You get it when you read the Bible. You know, you get faith by reading through the Bible. Well, let's say someone who is just saved, who doesn't know anything about the Bible except for what someone told them, they could have faith too, you know, coming into that salvation, but, you know, getting more faith as they read further on in their walk with the Lord. Couldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're instantly given faith. God gives them the faith to be born again. Okay, he gives everybody the seed of faith, right? And once you got that faith, even if it's the smallest as mustard seed, even the first day Christian can have faith if he knows about it, to heal, to set free, deliver, and all of that stuff. Because he's given us the authority over all the power of the enemy. Everybody, even the feet, the lowest member of the body. He we're over that. So yeah, but he has to understand what he's got power over, you know. And the only way to do that is to get in the word to find out what the promises are. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, anybody else? Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I wanted to expand a little more on the fullness of salvation, just because it's kind of what the Lord was showing me a little bit. Coming into salvation, our spirit becomes saved. But we know that, but now we're trying to get the soul in the fullness so we can get that fruit going. But also, the thing we have to consider is the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with salvation. Without that baptism, that's what the Lord desires, I think, first and foremost in our life as a new creature in Christ. When you come to salvation, the next step beyond water baptism is getting that baptism of the Holy Spirit going. Without that baptism of the Holy Spirit, a lot of this stuff isn't really going to transpire that well. As a matter of fact, you're going to stumble a lot and you're going to fall, and we all will, but you're not going to have the fullness of God to help you get through into coming into the kingdom. I was reading a little bit, I got that book, The Daily Reader with Andrew Murray, and he was talking about that today a little bit, about that's God's will, is to come in and dwell in our spirit with his spirit, right? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, his spirit in us. And then after that, the Lord gave me John, brought me to, you know, open up Esau, and of course it opens up every day to something new, and he brought me right into John 17. And he brought me right to verse 14, and I'll just read through it a little bit. He says, I've Jesus is saying here, I have given them thy word, he's talking about the Father, and the word, the world hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He says, I pray not that they, that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So we have a separation here with us in the world, and the Father and Jesus. He says, sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth. So we're getting into the word. We have to continue our walk in the truth. And he says, and you did send me into the world, even so I sent them into the world. And for this sake, I sanctify myself, that they themselves may also be sanctified in truth. So we're running after truth. We're running after that truth. And it says, neither for these do I pray. And I thought, well, what's he talking about? That did kind of throw me a little bit. And I went to another verse and another version. And he's talking about the world now. He says, neither only for these do I pray. He's not talking about the one he sees. But he says, but for those also that will believe in me through the word that is going to be given on by his disciples, essentially. So he's bringing others into the kingdom. He's not just praying for the disciples in front of him. He's praying for all that are coming into the kingdom at this point through the word. And he's saying that they may be one even as you, Father, are in me and I in thee, that they may be in us, that the world may believe that you did send me. So there we go. We've got this thing going on where we're going to have this communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's the biggest part we're going to get out of salvation. We're going to be in communion with the Father and the Son. And we're going to be one with Him. That is the one thing we've got to really think, ah, wow, that is fantastic. We're coming into this image of Christ, and not only are we going to be an image, we're going to be one with the Father, we're going to be one with the Son. We're going to have this union that's just a fantastic thing that Jesus has with the Father. We get to have that same thing. He's bringing us into that. And the glory that you have given me, I have given to them. He's given, Jesus has given us his glory, that they may be one even as we are one. Wow, we're getting in oneness with God. And I and them, and you and thou and me, that they may be perfected into one. Wow, this is pretty. This is what we're bringing into. We're coming into. This is salvation. We're coming into the kingdom of God. We're going to be, we're walking as God. We're being with God. We're going to be in communion with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We're going to be this oneness that the world may know that you did send me and loves them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am. Well, we're in heavenly places with Christ, aren't we? That they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world knew you not, but I know you. And these knew that you did send me, and I made known unto them your name, and will make it known that the love wherein you love me may be in them and I in them. Wow, we get to have that same love of the Father that God had for his Son. That's the love he's giving us. That same love. Wow, that's I have no comprehension how much love that can be. I just thought about that. I thought, think how much the Father, God the Father loved his Son. That's the love he's giving us to have. Wow, that's amazing. This is salvation. This is what a kingdom we're walking into. And the oneness with God and the Father. It's just amazing. So I just wanted to share that real quick.
Well, amen. On that same line, if any man willeth to do his will, he shall know of the teaching. If you're not willing, okay, if you've got an idol in your life, of a church or religion or whatever, or a preacher even, then you're probably not going to know the truth, are you? His servants ye are whom ye obey. Remember that one. His servants ye are whom ye obey. You're obeying Satan or you're obeying God. Which one are you going to do? You know. But everyone, when he is perfected, shall be as his teacher. If you're following God, you're going to look like Jesus, just like Dave was talking about. You're going to look just like, you're going to be walking around just like Jesus, walking in his steps. Hey, John, good to have you back, brother. And God's going to honor you with the authority, the power that Jesus had. That's what we're looking at coming up here right quick. People are maturing. People are understanding it's all by faith. And we act on that faith to believe because we confess it with our mouth. And I'm going to be in the bride. I'm going to be in the man-child ministry. I'm going to whatever, you know. And praise God. It's all by faith. It's not just because God thinks you're cool or whatever. No, it's our faith that brings it to pass. It's how you believe.
Well, I just think it's so exciting that we get to have this fellowship with God and Jesus. It's so wonderful that he gives us this opportunity to come into the kingdom and have this fullness that we don't have, that we weren't brought into, but we get to inherit. And that salvation, that message has to be brought to people. Hey, geez, this isn't just saving you from, you know, damnation. This is bringing you into a wonderful experience with God that you'll always have forever, that you'll never be able to, never have an opportunity once again in your life to achieve. And this is it. This is what we're running after. We get to have this great, great joy of the kingdom that the Father is going to give us, just like he gave Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody want to comment on that? Go ahead, Andrew.
Are you calling me up here?
Who, me? I wouldn't do that.
Well, I did write down a scripture today from 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's just such a simple verse, but you get victory through it. You know, you think of some songs there. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me into victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, and then you get the anchor that plunges in there too, eh? That other song. I don't know all the songs. I just know a couple of lines from each one, which is probably far better. Anyway, but, you know, I'm still reading, I only have the abbreviation. Weakness, what's that? Where David and Goliath there on the front of the book there. Yeah. Forgot the title of the book. Anyways,
weakness is God's power.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys are talking about the number four before. What would like two fours be? Like, does anyone know that one?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get my resource here. 44.
Ooh.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Missy.
Who was that on the Broken Back Carter Horshack? Ooh. Anyway, well, it means blessing or judgment or curses or whatever. It's a big number when it comes to the man child too. It just really stuck out to me. David had done I remember one Bible study where he really heavily talked about, this was probably 3 years ago or so, where he really talked about that number 44. But it symbolizes either blessings or cursings. What I remember David talking about in the Bible study is when the Lord pours out his latter rain anointing for the man child to be anointed, it's going to bring blessings upon those who are righteous and holy, and it's going to bring judgment upon those that aren't. The outpouring of the Spirit brings either blessings or judgment. That's what I remember David sharing.
Thank you.
Amen.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but I had a repeating dream today, just the other night, and it happened for 2 days, two nights, and it was more like a vision, and within the vision it repeated several times, like a commercial would, and I was just trying to figure out what this meant, and can I share this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I work in the printing industry, so I had to do something with printing. And it was a sheet of paper, two files of paper, and there's four different copies of things on one side of the page on the left side, and then there's four on the right side, so it's all there. And in the vision that kept repeating like every 30 seconds, I was looking and I was going, these are wrong, I can't cut these properly if I was to cut them down, but these on the right side I can cut them down properly. They're okay. And examining it closer, I would say this has something to do with the Spirit or the Holy Spirit. And it just would repeat and repeat and repeat. And I had this for two nights. And I just can't figure out. Like, I was looking at the wrong side and I was going, you know, well, maybe I can cut it this way. These documents that were four up on the sheet of paper on this side were going to be too big and they wouldn't look like these documents that were the right size on the right. And after the first night, I couldn't remember this dream or these repeated visions, but the second night I did. So I wrote it down as much as I can remember, but it's just basically that, a pile of paper here and a pile of paper here. This one's not going to be cut right, and they're important documents. And after the second night when I woke up, I go, wait a minute, those documents look like a birth certificate that they give here in Canada. So the four on the right were good, the four on the left couldn't be fixed, and that's the entire vision. You know, I just don't understand it.
How many times did you have that?
Several times, over and over, in one night, and then the night before I had it several times, but I couldn't remember what it was that I dreamt the first night. But the second night, I went, "Hey, that's my dream." I'm going to forget. And that's about it, you know.
All right. Well, you throwed it out. Does anybody got any idea? And there was silence.
I see. I had something that I thought it maybe had something to do with four, and because there was two fours there. There was the judgment side and the blessing side, I believe she said. I forget what she said.
Yep.
What she said.
Yeah, one of them, it the judgment, and the other one is blessings. Go ahead, Missy.
I looked it up on the website quick, and there's a couple in this one Bible study back in 2013. I think it's part of a dream or whatever. But anyway, it says just a couple excerpts. 44 represents the man child, and also it says 44 represents the promise of the man child and judgment on the wicked. He has something here about the gematria. Okay, for instance, the gematria for David as a type of the man child is 44 in both Hebrew spellings. Anyway, it's just interesting. It's
well, I just, with 2-4 being there, four of these that weren't going to be making it, and these four that were going to be okay. You know, and I'm studying and trying to figure out how to fix it. And I was going, why am I looking at this so closely? I know right away I can see that it's not gonna make the cut. You know, because this is what I do. I cut down the documents after after I get them when they're dry.
I think you may be looking at the bride closing the doors on the bride, and the Lord rejecting even people that are in the fellowship that aren't in that area of where they make the cut, so to speak. And of course, you know, the man child comes out of the bride. And so I don't know that's when you started talking about you couldn't do anything with the left side, that's kind of what came to my mind. And being 44, that's like Missy said, that part of the man child ministry. I remember that, Missy, when she said it. Go ahead, Leah.
Okay.
Can't hear you. You got, let me unmute you. All right, go ahead.
I hope you can hear me. But the thing I was thinking about was that Missy said that it's the birth of the man-child, and Andrew was talking about those being birth certificates from Canada. And also, the right is compared to the left. The right is the sheep, and the left is the goats. So the left would be a thing that's not usable, whereas the right would be perfect. It would be able to be cut. You mentioned a cutting. It could be cut in the proper sequence, and you would have a perfect document, so to speak. And that's the birth of the man-child. That's all my thoughts are.
Okay. Well, with I'm kind of thinking of trying to put it in context of what we've been getting in our morning prayer meetings, and like Leon was talking about there, that's I believe that the birth of the man child was the 23rd of September, and we're 33 days into it now. And 33 days after the birth, the woman is cleansed, okay, sanctified. And so here we are. And maybe that's what it's part of it too, you know. You got the sanctification, but the unclean has got to go. The left side, that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing here. He's getting the people out of the fellowship that aren't moving. Okay. And he's got the other part. He's blessing mightily. And so that's, kind of hinges on what you're talking about there. You can't make the cut with what you're doing, or not doing in the word, you know, but you can if you are. So that's what I was kind of going with it about. And I think Leon was kind of on the same page there.
Someone mentioned a single 4-2 as creative works.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Creation. Creative works, yeah. That's what it means. Do you have any other thing on that as far as what do you think it meant, Andrew?
All I know is one side was good, one side was
be on the side that makes the cut, huh?
You know, you go to work all day, you don't want to dream about it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. What do you think, Denny? Or was he sleeping?
Oh, I'm writing things, trying to write things down. I can't write fast enough.
Okay.
I think you're right on too. And when I'm here with Leon and Missy and yourself, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, maybe you should send that one in, Andrew, for David to look over.
Oh, it's just a scribble. I wouldn't even know how to send it in. I haven't really sent anything in yet.
Well, just type in what you just told us. Simple. Simple is good. Okay. He likes simple because when you get complex, he's got to study it too long. So simple is good. But I believe if you do that, it'll bless the body.
Okay.
You know how to send it too?
No.
You got my address? You got my email?
I don't think so, no.
Michael@ubm1.org. And just send it to me and I'll get it to David. And he'll put his touch to it.
Oh, I don't know how good I'll be at sending that, but I'll try to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, Leah. Let me unmute you.
Sue and I were going to Lenore City today, and we had to get on Route 444 and take that for about 40 miles. So I don't know how far we took it, but... And Sue asked me, what does 444 mean? And I said, I don't know. But, you know, that's what we discussed several times tonight, what 4 means, what 44 means, and what 444 means. So I'll have the answer for her tomorrow. And I thank you all for that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's 11 miles on 444 to 321. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, awesome. 444. That's coming up again. I'll tell you something happened to us yesterday. Was that Monday or yesterday, Leon? Where 555555 showed
five,
up.
Yeah.
55 showed up on David's car. On the clock, it was 5:55 and it was 55 degrees on the digital clock and temperature thing. 55555. So. That's grace. That's a lot of grace.
Yes, it is.
Amen. go ahead, Missy.
I'm looking further down this article or this page or whatever on the site that I read what I read earlier. If you do a search on the site and put in meaning of the number 44, it brings up an article by Michael Campbell from March 16th, 2013. And it's also about the number 44. So,
an article by Michael Campbell.
Yeah, but yeah, the article is called, it's just simply in red in the title. It says meaning of the number 44. Just put that in the search and you should come up with that.
Was it a dream that he had?
No, it wasn't a dream.
Okay, it's just a Bible study he did.
Yeah, but okay. you have to get it. It'll only give you the page. You have to go down to the page, scroll down and look for it. for anybody that wants to put that in the site search, meaning of the number 44. And it's down towards the bottom. It's actually the last article on the bottom of that page. So.
Amen. Did you ever meet him?
Michael Campbell?
Michael and Ashley?
No, I've heard about them, though, but...
Yeah. Good people. They're coming back.
Yeah, I heard people had dreams about that they were coming back.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Awesome. Anybody else on this dream that Andrew had? Well, okay, let's get back to salvation then.
Go ahead, Dave. You were saying you think it has something in all this has something to do with the bride and the man-child also?
I do.
One thing I was thinking about was, if we look at the book of Esther, the bride, she knew she was the bride, her chosen, too, when she was chosen. So I imagine the bride will know she's the bride here shortly.
Yeah. Yeah. The bride will be picked, and you'll know it. The bride has a special place, you know, of protection throughout the tribulation. Here's the way to get into the bride. Do everything you know to do. That's in your account as righteousness. Your account is righteous, and when you do that, you'll be in the bride. And you just believe that you're going to be in the bride. Just by faith, you know. You'll be there. That's all you got to do. But that's a special place. There's not very many people going to make that part of it. And very few people going to make the man-child ministry. Okay. Anybody else? Well, let's see here. What else we got here? 1 John 5:7-8 says, there are three who bear witness, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And, of course, you know that ain't got nothing to do with natural water. It has to do with the water of the Word, don't it? It has to do with the Word of God. And that's what God wants us to do, the washing of the water with the Word, as it talks about in Ephesians 5:26. And born again is washing away that old man. That old man's got to be washed away. Again, you're drowning in that baptism of the water of the Word. That's what you need to do. That's what we all need to do. And that's a symbol. Of course, that's what we're talking about, is just a symbol, the washing of the water of the Word. Get in the Word. Stay in the Word. And you'll drown that old man in that water of the Word. You'll put him to death when you do that. And then what happens when you do that? You get more God in you, don't you? Next thing you know, you're that son of God then, because then those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. That's where God wants us all. He wants us to be led by the Spirit of God and become that son or daughter of God. John 3:5 says, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then John 3:6-7, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you're born of the water and the Spirit, you're in agreement, aren't you? You're in agreement with God. But you can't be in agreement with God if you're in agreement with the flesh. That's the natural part of you. Amen. Just a little bit there. How many of you have ever had anyone tell you that you shined? You know, man, you got a glow about you. You ever heard anyone talk like that, you know? David talks about this guy at work when he saw him. He told him, and he didn't tell him until years later. He said, man, you out there, you shone like a new dime out there, man. And he told him, he said, that's what all Christians are supposed to be looking like. They're all of us are shining to, in the spirit realm. We're all shining. Sometimes God allows other people to see that glow that's on you. And that's just the spirit of God on you. All right. Come on, y'all. Get me out here. I'm running out of stuff here. What about salvation? Go ahead, Tim.
There we go. There's quite a bit in just the short chapter of Romans 10. I guess you start, like verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, for whosoever believeth on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is the Lord of all, and rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it kind of goes into a little bit about, I don't know, it seems like orders out, but we're talking about how they hear. And how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And even as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things. So it goes into the word called to deliver the word, and then people can believe after they've heard.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Best thing to do is to get in the word. Also, to preach the word, you need to, it would help you tremendously to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That baptism in the Holy Spirit, who was that talking about there a while ago? Was that you, David? That was Dave talking about it. Yeah. That baptism in the Holy Spirit gives you the power from on high to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. That gives you the power to overcome sin, gives you the power to overcome flesh, gives you the power over the enemy. It's just so much that it does. Go ahead.
I think it also gives you the power to overcome who you are as far as your character. And then when you start to read the word and take the word in, it helps help. The Holy Spirit's going to help a lot with the word, with Jesus. It's the power of Jesus, too. It can help transform you so your character becomes in line with God. It's so important. Without that, you can't do this. I mean, when we read the other day, I read Zechariah 3. It was basically showing the word, Jesus, transforming Joshua. I mean, he had dirty clothes, and he said, put clean clothes on him. He put a new mitre on his head. It was like everything the word was coming out of Jesus was being done, but Joshua wasn't doing it. It was the word of God. It was the power of God doing all this, bringing this salvation in. So, you definitely need that back to the Holy Spirit, because that's the power to do all these things. That's going to transform all that's in us. And then the Word comes in, and then the Word fills us up, and then we get to walk and be. And then he says, then he brings in the responsibility to be able to walk in the Word, keep his commandments, then you can be with these. But he couldn't do that until first it was pronounced, put new clothes on him, take the dirty clothes off, put clothes on him. Put a new mitre on his head. Jesus had to make the announcement so it could be accomplished. And then, that's with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you get to get that accomplishment. It's so important to have these things in place, And then we're walking in oneness with God. That's why John 17 comes in. We get to walk in the glory of Jesus. We get to have that communion. All that has to come into play. That's very important. We get these things in order. First we hear the gospel. Then we receive it. We get baptized. We get baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then we move in through the Word. We got to follow those steps.
Amen. Amen. You know, and David, in one of his studies, he makes a good point about the baptism. When a person gets saved again, it didn't make any difference what time of day or night it was. They take them out there and dunk them, you know, and they get baptized. And more often than not, they'd be baptized in the Holy Spirit at the same time, because that's what they wanted. That's what they did. And they would, there are some churches that's a requirement, you know, that you be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's not a bad thing, I'm telling you, because that's, like David said, that's the power that gives us, that's the Spirit that gives us the power to walk this life that God wants us to walk. That's the only way we're going to overcome anything is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
And it's received by faith. Once we start talking about it and we say this is what's going to happen and we believe it, well, guess what? Other people get to believe it and come in and get it also. It's all received by faith. That's how we all got it. That's how, you know, it's wonderful how the Lord works it.
Amen. Amen. So that's a couple of necessary things is getting baptized in water, which is a spiritual thing, a happening that shows you that you're dead now. It's no longer you that's living, that it's Jesus in you at that point. And that's what you do. You start speaking 1 Corinthians 3:18. Now, I'm Jesus now. Is it 1st? Anyway, one of them. Go ahead, Leon.
That's 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Yeah, I'll check.
See Jesus in the mirror. But I got a 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talking about in verse 11 it says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him?" So the only thing that knows my spirit, that you don't know my spirit. Only I know my spirit because it's within me. He then goes on and says, even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual. So you're talking about getting the Holy Spirit. Well, who knows the Holy Spirit? Who knows what God wants? Well, it's the Holy Spirit. It's just like us. No one knows what we are except our spirit. So the Spirit of God knows God and reveals to us the things of God. So that's important.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So. Amen. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is essential in our walk. I don't think, you know, go ahead.
That whole chapter 1, verse 18, all the way down through chapter 2, is talking about the same kind of thing. And it's really an awesome text. Chapter 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 2, 16. So if you get a chance, read that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Leonid, I would encourage you to read the Word too. So,
I actually read that myself the other day. Just
yeah,
felt glad yes. to do it. You know.
Yeah. Tim, did you have something you wanted to add?
Oh, I was just on a different kind of a rabbit trail, but just by the, you know, the reading of the word, it, the more familiar it becomes in you, in your mind and in your heart, the easier it is to know the right things to say to people that are looking for, you know, faith or looking for guidance and where they, you know, where they need to make decisions. And if you've got it, if you read it and study it, then it's available for recall. Just present the right right answer to people sometimes, and that's a real benefit of you know, spending time in the Word.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you something else that's essential too. We talked about it in past fellowship, and that's prayer. Getting that, establishing that, I don't want to say familiarity, I want to say friendship with God. Establishing His, knowing His voice and knowing what it is to speak and talk with God. You know, Lynn had had a real awesome experience with that dream and with the Lord speaking things to him. And that's where we have to be. We need to be praying, and we need to be in the Word of God. And if you're doing all of the stuff that you know to do, hey, look, you're in the bride. You know, just believe it. It's those that are apathetic in their walk that are, you know, it's not real important to them. You know how to tell if the Lord is important to you or not? What do you spend most of your time doing? You know, are you on the internet doing news stuff like I was doing? Now, I just had to confess that I was way too much in the news deal, and I, you know, and of course got convicted of it, and I don't do it as near as much as I was before. Because if you know God personally, you don't have to worry about what's going on out there in the world. We really don't. God's more important than anything right now. I'm telling you, right now is the time to be running after God with all your heart, just like the Shulamite bride. And just like Psalms, which one is that? I get it. 75? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. We have to go after
45.
Psalm 45. Thank you, Denny. Yeah, Psalm 45. So that's essential for us, is to stay in the Word, pray, and get God's love in your heart. If you've got God's love in your heart, you're going to love everybody around you. You're going to love your fellowship, this fellowship. You're going to be praying for everybody in here that needs it, you know. And even if they don't, you're going to be praying for them. Pray God's blessings on them. And we're going to see miracles. All right, anybody else got anything they'd like to share? This salvation experience, we've all experienced it. And I think everybody here is baptized in the Holy Spirit. And if you're not, you know, all it is just a prayer. We've had people on here get filled with the Holy Spirit with evidence. It's
many times.
Yeah, many times. And it's been an awesome experience to watch God work in people's lives when they do that. Because it opens up a whole new avenue of experiences for them.
I was going to say about the Word. I do what David does when he said he felt like he's getting cold or pulling away from the Word, was just ask God to put that hunger back in. And I notice the very next day I can pick it right up. I'm going right after it. I got that, you know, that hunger, that desire just to jump in. Usually what I find, I run out of time because I have to go to work. I'm right to the last minute. I'm shutting it down. Running off, getting ready to go to work. You know, it's like I'm thinking, gosh, it's 5 more minutes. It's 5 more minutes, you know.
you're just always fighting that clock, but that's how it is with me. It's like just right to the last minute, then I have to go, you know.
Yeah.
But I pray for it. I pray for that desire.
Amen. Well, some of us have to work, and that's when the sacrifice comes in, you know. Like Dave was talking about, we just get up a little earlier and get after it, and some of us are retired and are able to get in the Word a lot more. And so that's whatever, you know. Praise God. All right, anybody else? John, good to see you. Man, I tell you what, how you doing? Let me unmute you.
I'm backing. Hi, from Stockholm. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we can.
Yeah, yes, I started a new job in August, working as a math and physics teacher. So this is in the middle of the night, so it's very difficult for me to be up. But now it's vacation, so it's 1 week off from school, so I can join.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, we missed you. We did.
Yeah, I also discovered that there's recordings from 2014 and forward on all the meetings. So I've been starting listening to them.
Okay.
It's really interesting. You learn a lot from listening to old meetings.
Oh yeah, yeah. You talk about the Bible studies.
Yeah, not the Bible studies, but the outreach.
Oh, the outreach conference calls. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Bible studies of David Eales I started to listen to in 2005. So I've been listening to it for more than 10 years. So.
That's when I got on to him too, is in 2005. Yeah.
Yes. It's very. I realized that. It's very difficult to find these kind of churches. In Sweden, they are like David Eales is warning for, to get that you should get out of them. So unfortunately, in Sweden, I have not found a church that is really preaching the Word of God.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's why we're all here. We know what that's all about.
Yeah, it's the same way here. It's hard to find one. Mm-hmm. We're right down here in the Baptist belt here in the South, and we're just very fortunate that God brought a bunch of people together from all over the United States in our little area here. And so that's a blessing. It's really a blessing.
What time do you have over there now?
I got 9:58.
Okay, because they changed daylight savings time here in Sweden, so I think I missed the first hour then.
I think we do that Sunday. I think that changes Sunday here.
Oh, okay.
We get off of daylight savings time and go into regular standard time.
Yeah. Nice seeing you all. I will try to join when I can.
So okay.
I switch off my mic.
Well, I'm going to write your name down so we can be praying for you.
Well, we understand it. Just keep listening, you know. If you got any concerns, email them in. We can always pray for you and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, anybody got any prayer requests before we close out tonight? All right. Hey, Dave, would you close out for us tonight with prayer?
Sure. Father, thank you so much for bringing us together again. It's been a wonderful fellowship. Thank you for renewing our minds on what salvation is and allowing us to understand what it is we have with the grace of coming into the kingdom and the union with you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, all becoming one. We get to share that love. We get to share the glory. And all we have to do is just believe and have faith and run after you with all our hearts, Lord. It's all provided. Thank you, Lord, for giving us that desire and pulling us into your kingdom, calling us by our name to bring us close to you. Father, thank you. Continue to bless this fellowship. Continue to bless each and one of us as we go on with our lives and get us a good night's sleep. And for the next day, for those going into tomorrow for the next day, Father, bless their day. Give them protection over where they live. If there's some, like we prayed for Joe and Sarah, Father, give us your protection. Give us your faith. And we thank you, Father, for so much that you've done in this fellowship and continue to do for us in our lives. And we look and praise your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for Josiah's complete restoration in Jesus' name and the glory that it's going to have in that family. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all. Praise God. All right.
Good night, everyone.